My name is Joseph Hullen, and I'm a trustee on Matapōpiri. Tawhaki is part of the Ngāi narrative. He went in search of knowledge through the ten heavens. To find the ten heavens, he had to engage with his grandmother, Whaitiri. Whaitiri had a vine tied around her neck, which was the pathway up to the ten heavens. And she gave Tawhaki and his brother, Karihi, a warning that they should only climb the vines that were solidly anchored. The vines towards the centre, not towards the outside, because they were loose and they would fall. And she warned them to beware of the blustery west wind, because the west wind would pick them off the vine and they would fall to their death. When you look up, you see the various staircases from floor to floor. In effect, they are the aka matua, the vines that Tawhaki climbed. Te aho tarangi, or the skylight up above, is his goal, the tenth heaven, where the bones of his father were kept. Eventually, Tawhaki would collect the bones of his father and he would return to earth with all of the knowledge, all of the mātauranga, and all of the karakia that Māori depend on today. This fits nicely with the aspirations of the Christchurch school children, who, when they were consulted on what they'd like to see in the library, they had visions of Harry Potter and Hogwarts and the staircases and Dumbledore. And so the idea of all of this knowledge and all of this magic was kind of replicated. Tawhaki stands watch over everybody who comes to gain knowledge from this building.
My name is Fane Robinson, and I'm one of the local Mai Tahu artists that have helped adorn the city. We're standing on the stairwell inside Tūranga Library. I'm standing next to Tawhaki, who is the central figure on the stairwell. This particular ancestor went in search of knowledge. On this particular piece, we tried using light, sort of like the reflection of the stars. You've got stainless steel here, and it's been brushed in a way so it looks like it's the fibres and the hairs of the different flax species they use for weaving. So it looks like a korowai. Using a fiberglass backing and off-colouring it to a sort of a white, we try to sort of capture like the harakeke paper of the different, so you can see the long strips of fibre. Use the combination of a puhoro and a mangupare. The mangupare is a representation of strength. My training was in timber, so wood, native timbers. So you then move into a mixed media, or was something new to me. And it's quite a nice medium, the combination of metal and wood. It's sort of part of yesterday and today. I suppose, you know, this is the upside of an earthquake. We get to rebuild the city just in a different light. And it's just been an honour to be able to try to work in a way where our artwork is more integrated and a part of the whole building as opposed to an afterthought.